up, guys? Welcome back to The Force Unscripted. Today we have a new segment for you that we're doing. Just a short one. We're going to do a versus between various characters in the Star Wars universe. Today we're doing a battle between, or battle of the dads. So we've both chosen a dad character from Legends, because honestly there's better dads in Legends than in canon anyway.
Absolutely agree.
But we've both chosen two different dads. I've gone with Cal Skyrata, and my co-host here, Nikita, has gone with
Orin Horn. So we'll give you guys a little background, because we know Legends characters are not as known as some of the canon characters. Even all the canon characters aren't known. But to give you a little background, Corrin Horn was a Corsec Corellian security operative who ended up turning into one of the first pilots in Rogue Squadron, an elite squadron for the Rebellion, and then found out he had Jedi backgrounds. His grandfather was a Jedi Master, and he ends up joining Luke's new Jedi school and becomes a Jedi Master in the long run. And he has a bout where he goes between, you know, wanting to be a pilot, wanting to be, you know, this spy operative, wanting to be a Jedi, and he has a little bit of turmoil, but eventually he becomes a Jedi Master, marries the love of his life, who was the daughter of the sworn enemy of his dad, and has two wonderful children, Valen and Gisela.
And then on the other side, we got my boy Cal Skyrata, who is arguably the dad of a lot of the, I mean, we're gonna say all the clones, because honestly, he adopted all of them. But in Legends, he was a member of the Quai Vildar, who are handpicked warriors that Jango chose to train the elite troops of the clone army, who were the Republic commandos. And there were 100 of them that chose to basically disappear off the face of the universe. Everyone else thinks they're dead, but really they spent 10 years training squads of Republic commandos to be the best of the best soldiers. Cal Skyrata is arguably the most influential of the Quai Vildar, not only training his own Republic commandos and eventually adopting them as his own sons through like the Mandalorian adoption culture that many of you may have seen in like the Mandalorian show, where Din adopts Grogu as his own son. He also adopted a group of clones called the Null Arcs, who were the very first batch of clones that were heavily modified genetically by the Kaminoans.
Basically, and the Bad Batch equivalent in Legends, if you haven't seen our Bad Batch episode.
But better. They're better in every way, shape, and form. And when Cal first arrived at Kamino, he discovered this batch of boys. They were being slated for decommissioning by the Kaminoans, which basically means they're going to kill them off and make new ones, because they felt that they were inferior products because they didn't follow orders. And they were like 6-year-old kids who are really only like two or three.
You say I talk for a fucking hour, buddy.
Hey, man.
You and this is my bit. Mando boner. Hurry up, we gotta get into the argument. You're giving too much exposition.
Basically, he takes them, helps train them, raise them as his first sons from the clone army, and they were the most badass. They're the ones who found Grievous on Utapau. They were hacked the entire bank of the Republic, stealing, you know, skimming creds off of everybody. They're the most elite of the elite. More elite than the ARC troopers, because of course they came before and they were genetically better. Anyway, he adopts everybody. He's a good dad. He built a home for the clones away from the army once they were supposedly going to be able to retire.
This is such a hard battle for me to fight, because like, you chose dads and like you went immediately to Cal, and I also think he's like the best dad ever. Like, he's the best dad ever. All he wants is everything for his boys. That's all he wants. Like, literally, that's his fucking goal. How do I beat that? Corrin Horn's a great dad, though. Like Corrin. So, for those of you who don't know much about Legends, Abeloth, a Force entity, is basically trying to take over the galaxy. And she starts by polluting the minds of all the Jedi kids who are inside of the Maw, which is a cluster of black holes that is also her prison, during the Yuuzhan Vong War. And so when they come out, they're all a little kind of fucked up. They don't know it, though. So when Abeloth's like seal weakens, she basically pollutes their mind and makes them think that reality is not real. And so the first Jedi that she gets her hands on that fucking freak out are Gisela and Valen, which are, you know, those are Corrin's kids. And like, man, it is heart-wrenching for him, because Corrin wanted nothing more than to be a dad, wanted nothing more than his children to learn the way of the Jedi, the way of his Corellian heritage. And so like, he has to fight them, and that tears him the fuck up inside. But not only that, like, the chief of state of the New Republic becomes Dala, and Dala treats them so fucking bad. She basically has them frozen in carbonite and put on display in like the police headquarters. And like Corrin and Mirax find out, Mirax breaks down and Corrin goes on a fucking rampage in the middle of the fucking police headquarters over his fucking kids. Like, you can say a lot about Cal Skyrata, but like, you know how they say Corellian, like, never tell the Corellian and the odds? Like, Corrin did not give a fuck. He saw his children plastered on the wall as trophies and lost his fucking mind. And the thing was, people inside of the police headquarters didn't know that they had done that. So when they found out, like, they basically put Dala's hands, like, they tied her hands because everyone was kind of like, what the fuck? That's fucked up. Like, why would you put them on parade like that? And so it was part of a grand scheme to, like, get the release of Valen and Jacilla. But, man, like, I've seen Cal get fucking mad about his boys. I've never seen him get as mad as Corrin Horn got about his boys.
I don't know, man. When fucking Etain died.
Oh, God. Got the slice. Yeah, he did that, man.
He lost his fucking shit.
But he lost his shit against a couple of Jedi. Corrin Horn lost his shit against an entire, like, police department.
Okay, but, like, who do you really think would win in a fight? A police department or a couple Jedi?
Definitely the couple Jedi, but who do you think will win, like, against a trained-ass Mandalorian and fucking three Jedi Padawans? Like,
I mean, the trained ass Mandalorian.
Yeah, and they're Padawans, so like the odds are definitely more in his favor. You know, a Mandalorian will shit on some Padawans. Shit on three Jedi.
Not only was he a Mandalorian who, you know, was capable of shitting on Jedi, but he has a hate boner for the Jedi because of what happened at Galadron, because he wasn't there, and so he already hates the Jedi. The fact that he adopts like Etain and Barden is like a side thing, but like, he hates them motherfuckers. They're trying to escape Order 66. Etain is one of his, like, adopted daughters. She's married to one of the clones, and she's had a kid with them. They're trying to get out of Coruscant during Order 66, and they're going through a security checkpoint. And before she gets to the checkpoint, where they may or may not have found her lightsaber and whatnot, she really was probably going to make it through just fine. A couple Jedi in the crowd, like, get spotted. They get antsy and start whipping their lightsabers out. And one of the Jedi goes for a clone trooper to take him down, trying to escape. And she, thinking about her husband, who's also a clone, just kind of sees his face in the clone trooper and takes the hit for him, and basically instantly is died, bisected from shoulder to hip. And her husband, his whole like squad, Cal and a couple other Mandalorians are all around, and Cal flips his fucking shit. He charges through the crowd, like, you know, slamming people to the side, absolutely claps this Jedi, just grabs him. The kid tries to hit him with the saber, realizes that he's swinging at Beskar, and that's the last thought he ever has. Yeah, Cal goes fucking ham for his daughter, who's essentially adopted. Like, she was not his, I mean, they're all adopted, but she was not one of his like original clone boys or whatever. She became one of the family just through, you know, her interactions with them, marrying Darman, all that kind of stuff, having a kid that is essentially his grandson because he's adopted Darman.
Kadika.
Yeah. And yeah, so I mean, they'll both hit that rage mode when they see their kids being hurt. And Cal would go to the ends of the universe to make sure that his boys don't get hurt. And I know you haven't read that book, so I can't wait for you to read it.
Yeah, I know. And because like, Cal survives them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's really, yeah, really fucking tragic. And you know what? I will say that like when it comes to tragedy of fatherhood, Cal definitely takes the cake on this one. Because like, Corrin's biggest tragedy, he's a father, but it doesn't involve his children. Another little legend side story. So when the Yuuzhan Vong, which is an extragalactic threat that attacks the, you know, the known galaxy, they take over. And in one of the planets that they're trying to grab, Ithor, which is a planet that is known for its like lush plant and wildlife, is being threatened to be taken by the Yuuzhan Vong. They're gonna like just fucking destroy the planet, like just completely kill every living thing on it, essentially. And Corrin challenges one of the Yuuzhan Vong, like high priestess or something. Like, he's one of the top, their top warrior. No, he's not a priest. He's in the warrior cast. He's like one of their top warriors. And the deal is that like, if Corrin can beat him in battle, then they won't take the planet. And like, Corrin has a really fucking cool like he has a dual phase. He has like one of the only dual phase lightsabers in the Legends timeline, where he can change the length of his saber, and he definitely uses it to his advantage. It's designed from a the handle of a speeder bike that he crashed, and it's a really cool design. But he fights one of the Yuuzhan Vong warriors and wins, but of course the Yuuzhan Vong don't fucking keep their word, and they fucking destroy the planet anyway. And even though Corn Horn wins, like, the hero of Ithor, people like fucking shame half the galaxy shames the shit out of him because the Yuuzhan Vong killed the planet. And even though he won the battle, he won the with honor, they still didn't keep their word and fucking destroyed Ithor. But like, that's like his biggest strategy. I guess he's a father, but his children are in the maw. They're quote unquote safe. But like, Cal takes the cake on tragedy of fatherhood. Fuck, man, I could not go through seeing all my boys get slaughtered like that.
And not only that, but when he became a Quaveldar, his children, his real, biological sons. And not his daughter, actually, but his two sons declared him Darbuir, which means, like, no longer our father. What's the fucking word in English? Disowned their father because he didn't, like, come back and help their mom and whatnot. And she passed away while he was, training the clones. So he already felt like he was a horrible father. He watches some of his boys die. Every day, he goes out to a memorial for the clone troopers and reads out the names of all the clones that he's ever trained and the other commandos, which takes a long ass time in remembrance of them. He built an entire sanctuary on Mandalore where any clone could desert from the army and go and be safe and be free. He spent countless, like, trillions of credits, because if you remember, I mentioned that his boys skimmed the entire Republic banking system. They have trillions of credits set aside specifically for the clones when they want to leave. Not only does he have all that, that fallback for them, but he invests a ton of resources, money, time, dangerous like missions to get these scientific data and scientists capable of reversing the accelerated aging for the clones, because he just wants them to have a normal, like, long, fulfilling life. Like, so everything in his life is about making sure that his family, like, lives, has, everything they could ever need, never has to want for anything. So when any of his boys gets hurt or dies, it destroys him every single time. Like, even one death, the man will be just absolutely depressed for, long periods of time, doesn't sleep, waits at the door just hoping that they're gonna come home, even though he knows they're not. Like, the man is 100% about family. Dom Toretto.
This was an awesome first verses. I feel like we have to give it to Cal Skyrata this time. As much as I love Corn Horn, I started this off with, like, I already agree with you on this one. This was a hard one, but yeah, I think Cal Skyrata comes out on top for our inaugural versus segment. We'll be doing more of these. This one was me and Winchy. We'll probably have some of me and Exotic and Winchy, but gives you a little bit of lore that you may not know, and you get to see some of our favorite characters and play versus each other to see who's the best.
Expect a lot more Mandalorians from me, obviously.
Hey, I might throw in a Mandalorian or two. I know a couple from Legends that I do love.
You know the old ones, the old Republic ones. I don't know them as well.
Yeah, and they're some of the coolest ones too.
Man, I'm gonna slap in some, like, Jaster, maybe a Miles.
Who the fuck?
That was Jango second in command.
Yeah. I had to think for. Oh man, dude, I remember that scene. You showed me in the comics.
Oh yeah. All right, folks, that has been our very first episode of Versus with The Force Unscripted. Make sure to hit that bell, like, subscribe, follow us on anywhere you get your podcasting media content. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks for chilling. Signing off.
And may the Force be with you, everyone.